You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Service-related injuries affect a veteran's whole family. For example, mortar fire left Sergeant Sean Johnson with a traumatic brain injury that caused problems with his vision. Fortunately for him and his wife Melissa, the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA, could provide needed resources. Melissa, now secretary of the National BVA Auxiliary Board, says BVA programs and outreach are absolutely critical to recovery. Learn more about how BVA helps veterans and how you can help the organization at bva.org.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond Radio Show listeners.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities, and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org. Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit nib.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We're back. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'm sitting in with my lovely wife, co-host, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
I am, and I'm laughing. Chris, you know what Michael looked like just then?
What?
You know, with all the years of traveling, he was a million miler, you know, and everything. It looked like he was out on the runway bringing the plane in, didn't he? Didn't it look with the flash, with the wave and the flashers?
I wasn't paying attention because I was looking at the book.
See, he wasn't looking anyway.
I'm sorry. My fault, Mike. I'm
and
sorry.
And behind the scenes, the young man who's talking right now, who's an engineer and producer, Chris Shaw, behind the scenes.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
He
was
on the runway bringing the plane in.
Telling me, hey, Chris.
If you're tuning in for the first time, you want to know what this show's all about. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. You listen to the show, you'll learn a lot of things. You might learn something about sighted folks that you didn't know before, or the blind folks you didn't know about before. You might learn some trivia. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. We're going to go right now to trivia.
Chris
another
is
trivia.
On the phone. I don't know if we can.
Right now? What?
Chris is on the phone.
He's on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, when he gets off the phone,
maybe we'll
do a trivia.
And then I'm going to read
trivia
something.
Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song?
Okay. He has to find it.
Can you find it?
He's got it.
Do it. Here we go. Another one of Lynn's songs. Start by going to New York City, which is number one. I'm going to Boston. Going straight down the road and gonna stop to Cleveland, Ohio.
Gonna go to your next door neighbor. Okay.
I'm gonna mash potatoes in Detroit.
Did they call them before they heard this?
I'm gonna swing right on down the freeway. Doing the mashed potatoes, gonna stop at Chicago.
You're thinking food for Thanksgiving. That's like mashed potatoes. There you go.
And St. Louis, Missouri.
Singing.
Going way over on the other side and
question
stopping
is,
in
who
Tennessee.
Who is singing this song?
While I'm in the neighborhood, I'm going to stop.
That's okay. That's a gimme right there.
407-894-1680. That guy who's singing this song right now has been around for years and years and years.
And still hanging around. That song is, that's a gimme. If you don't know that one.
I had the pleasure of meeting him.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. Meeting him at the Apollo Theater in Harlem. And then I met him at my ex-partner's home, may rest in peace, Jocko, his home in Philadelphia. Yep.
Are the callers for trivia or just to say hey?
Just to say hey, I believe. Jim from Kissimmee.
Okay.
Okay.
And
so,
I have something special to read after this.
Right now, who's on the line first?
Jim from Kissimmee.
Jim Kissimmee.
Hey, how are you? How was your day? I got two very quick stories to tell you. Dealing with sighted people, it just happened to me recently. One was before my wife passed, they had a senior. We used to have a senior group come in, and they, you know, like a caregiver and everything, do bather and do other stuff and like that, and you get Meals on Wheels. So what happened was, I get a call several days ago, and says, "Well, hey, McGann." I said, "Okay." And they said to me, and the lady says to me, "Well, being that you're visually impaired and your vision is very bad, are you able to get around your house okay?" I said, "Well, I've been doing it for all my life." "Yeah, but now, you know, how can you cook and you do this?" She said, "But also, are you able to get your own shower and stuff like that?" I said, "I've been doing that ever since I was a kid." She said, "Well, did your wife, like, you know, help you before she passed?" I said, "No, we used to take our own showers. Plus, if we took one together, it was because sometimes that's what married couples do, or boyfriend or girlfriend does. I thought she was going to pass out or something when I said that." She said, "Oh, so you can do some stuff on your own." I said, "Well, I went to a blind school." I said, "You know, I know how to get around probably better than you do." And she says, I said, "Plus, I have a little sight." She says, "Oh," and then she changed the subject. And I'm like, "What is he?" You know, but it was a strange question. The other thing was, I'm coming out of the Walmart the other day. I have my cane across my body, so people can see it. This lady runs in, trips over to Kane, and says, "Watch her.
Oh my gosh.
I said, "Well, oh, that's a cane. Oh, I'm so sorry." I said, and I purposely stood still and tried to move a little to the right. So, you know, see, and it was like some of the things they deal with the public, is like it just makes you like so flabbergasted, you know.
And I even had somebody say to me, "Watch yourself. Can't you see where you're walking?"
I said, I get that too.
You and Sheila talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. That's why I wanted a cane. Some of my friends didn't have a cane, and I said that's wrong, because some people listening on this show, they say, "Well, we don't need canes." Well, that's a perfect example. And you go to a crowded place and you're walking around and bump into people, you know, they think you're harassing them or something else. If you have a cane, most people know what the cane stands for.
Well, thank you for calling, Jim. I believe we have some other callers that would like to say.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for being there.
Who's on the line right now?
Okay, we're going to go right here to Orlando, Florida for the trivia. The one, the only, Mr. Clifford.
Hi, Clifford.
How you doing?
All right, how you doing?
We're doing.
You there?
Yeah.
So who do you think was the trivia? Who do you think was singing?
Hey, Dane Brown.
You got it. All right. See, he knew.
You just won a $10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue, the best barbecue you can get.
And they're in Orlando.
That's all right. Over the place.
Very cool.
Keep on listening.
Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you. All right, Clifford.
Enjoy your Sonny's Barbecue. All right. Anybody else on the line now?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're quite welcome. Anybody else on the line now?
No. So speaking of Thanksgiving, I came across a post on Facebook. It happens to be from a relative, and he wrote something really, really nice.
Happens to be from our son-in-law.
Right, and we asked him if it was okay if we read it on the air, and he said it was, and I'll tell you who it was, a little bit about him after. But here's the post, okay? And his name is Jerry Gross. "Wow, weird. I was just daydreaming for a minute and was reminded what happened many years ago. My mom and her brother were fighting for over a year and had not spoken to each other. I gave my mom a birthday party for her 45th birthday, and I invited her brother, and he came and they made up. I remember asking him what the fight was about, and he said, 'You know, Jerry, I don't remember.' My mom died at age 47, and recently, all around me, people are dying in synagogues and..." "In synagogues and hospitals and bars. And sometimes people die without any warning. They just lay down for a nap and they're gone. So here's an idea. At least for this week, this is Thanksgiving. Okay, one second. I'm sorry. Hold on. For those of you who know what a screenshot is, I did a screenshot. So the point was that it was Thanksgiving. One second, I'll get the rest. Here he is. Michael, would you like to tell him who he is while I'm getting it?
It's our son-in-law. I said that
right,
already.
Right, I know. But
the point is, this is not a joke.
No, I'm going to get
it.
He's
reading you a story.
You know how Facebook is.
How you should be with other people, and how you should treat other people.
Right.
And
here it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
So he says, this is Thanksgiving week, so give thanks and be nice to people. Make up with a family member or friend over a stupid fight. Do the right thing. Visit a friend or call a family member who you have not seen in a while. We have to start somewhere, one person at a time. Enjoy your day. So the point of the story is it is Thanksgiving weekend, and we really should be thankful for our family and friends and not fight over something. Like you said, he didn't even remember.
Yeah. You know, Lynn and I,
it was so stupid.
We have relatives that don't talk to one another because one party is a Democrat and the other person's a Republican, and they don't talk to each
other. Right, and how stupid is that?
And that I'm serious now. I'm not being funny.
No.
That we know some people like this, that the daughter said to the mother, I can't talk to you anymore because you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat, or it might be the opposite. Doesn't make a difference what party you are. And they won't talk to each other. And that to me is absurd.
And, that's where we're going to break. Anyway.
We're
going to
break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got a lot more coming up. Ignoring your eye health can lead to bigger problems down the road. Dr. Craig Skolnick, fellowship trained and board certified corneal transplant and cataract surgeon for nearly two decades, offers comprehensive eye examination, including evaluations for cataract, dry eyes, diabetes, glaucoma, and macular degeneration in a state-of-the-art facility. With the most up-to-date technology, you'll feel comfortable, valued, and appreciated the minute you step inside Skolnick Eye Institute. Dr. Skolnick and staff are committed to providing superior care in a supportive environment. Call the Skolnick Eye Institute now, 561-296-2010. Located in Jupiter, 641 University Boulevard, just north of Palm Beach Garden. Visit SkolnickEye.com.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
What if your older dog could feel more like his younger self? For more than a decade, Purina and their team of over 500 scientists, nutritionists, and pet experts have studied aging in pets. This has led to powerful nutritional breakthroughs that can help your older dog think more like his younger self through formulas like Purina One Vibrant Maturity and Purina Pro Plan Bright Mind. Visit Purina.com to learn more. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Hi, this is Sheila Young from Orlando, Florida. I have been a Sprint customer since 2005 when I moved to Florida. I love the accessibility features. The customer service is amazing, and I can use my phone everywhere when I travel throughout the country. Thank you, Sprint, for your wonderful service.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah!
are back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Before we got to break, Lynn was reading something, and it was from our son-in-law. His name is Jerry Gross, and he's a smart guy.
He really is. He's
and
very
the point
insightful.
Is, he comes up with some very interesting ideas and thoughts. He has a company called Gross Financial Services. Mm-hmm. You ever need help in your financial situation or condition, give him a call.
Or you can just visit jerrygrossfinancial.com.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
Any questions, just write to me, and we can let you know about Gross Financial.
But that really was very true. Don't be petty and be grateful for what you have and your family and friends. Okay. Well, now we're going to go on to some more serious things. We're going to introduce Dr. Dawn DiCarlo, and Dr. Dawn DiCarlo is from the University of Alabama in Birmingham, the Department of Ophthalmology and Visual Sciences. She's also a fellow in the American Academy of Optometry and a diplomat of the Low Vision Section. So Dr. Carlo will be joining us tonight to talk about why she believes that genetic testing is important for people who are living with inherited retinal diseases, better known as IRDs. Welcome, Dr. DiCarlo.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here to talk about these things with you.
Our
You're welcome,
pleasure.
And happy Thanksgiving 2 days later. Actually, 3 days later. Happy Thanksgiving. So
that's okay. We're still eating turkey.
So were we. We were just talking about that.
So tell us why you think people would be interested in learning, especially people that have the disease.
Well, I think, you know, genetic testing is something that people have barely talked about for years, but it's kind of coming to the forefront now. It's something that doctors and scientists knew about, but wasn't really being recommended a lot for patients. But, you know, I think before you talk about the testing, we have to sort of say what inherited retinal diseases are.
Right.
And basically, these are eye diseases that are caused by a mutation in a gene that results in either low vision or blindness. These are extremely rare conditions, but it doesn't feel very rare when it affects you, and it's one of the most common reasons that I see patients in my clinic. Some of these conditions are things like retinitis pigmentosa, choroideremia, Leber congenital amaurosis, and juvenile forms of macular degeneration like Stargardt. So I think it's important to realize that although these conditions are rare, they do affect a lot of people, and getting to the bottom of things sometimes starts with getting to the gene that causes it.
So what are some of the challenges when you have to diagnose IRDs?
I think one of the biggest challenges are when you see young children. They, you know, many of these conditions present similarly, and it's very hard to tell one from another. It's important, though, for example, if somebody has a cone rod dystrophy, that's very different than having a cone dystrophy or achromatopsia. So that probably doesn't mean a lot to a lot of your listeners, but there are two cell types in the retina that catch light. One are cones, and they're responsible for our vision and bright light and our color vision, and then there are rods that are responsible for our vision and dim lighting. And if you have a condition that's going to go on to affect both cell types, then you have a condition that's going to, you know, end up with less vision throughout the lifespan, whereas one that if it primarily affects one cell type, you may end up with more vision. And I think that's important for people in terms of their life planning. If I know I'm going to be unable to drive, then perhaps I want to choose a career and a living situation where I can get on public transportation and where I can use other technologies to help compensate for my vision loss.
So at this point, it's very important for genetic testing. And can you tell people, what is it? I mean, a lot of people don't even realize, what is genetic testing? And is it something that you would recommend?
So basically, you know, our DNA is the directions for how our bodies are made. Mm-hmm. And our DNA can have mutations. So in the code of our DNA, if there is an abnormal code, then that would be a mutation. And certain mutations can cause inherited retinal degeneration. So we all have mutations in our genes. It's a matter of, do we have a disease-causing mutation or not? So in terms of whether or not we should be tested, I think testing can help us pinpoint exactly which disease it is. It can help us in terms of, once we know what it is, that gives us more information about our prognosis, like what's going to happen long term. So those things are very, very helpful. But we do have to remember that although there have been over 260 genes that are known to cause, defects in genes that are known to cause inherited retinal degenerations, genetic testing is not going to give us an answer 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. So depending on the condition, it may be half of the time that we'll get the answer, or maybe it'll be 95% of the time. We know more about some conditions than we know about others. We have a greater likelihood of being successful with genetic testing with some conditions than others, but that doesn't mean that genetic testing shouldn't be pursued. The more people that are tested, the more information there will be. Even if you get a test result back that says, you know, I'm sorry, you don't have a known mutation, usually there might be some indication of potentially pathogenic mutations. So it's still a good idea to have the testing done. The more testing that's done, the more information that you have, the more information that your doctors have, and the more information in the long run that scientists will have in terms of finding these mutations and then ultimately finding treatments for mutations.
Dr. DiCarlo, a lot of the people in the blind and low vision community, there's maybe some apathy there. They feel that, I'm just playing devil's advocate here, that they're already blind and genetic testing isn't going to help me. And what would you say to them, why they should get it done?
Well, you know, I think that they need to talk to their individual doctor, because I would not say that every single patient that I see should have genetic testing done. Mm-hmm. So when I speak to support groups and different groups, you know, it invariably comes up that somebody starts asking me a very personal question about their situation. And you really can't answer those questions because I'm not their doctor. Mm-hmm. And the same thing kind of goes with genetic testing. If somebody is in that situation, then they really should discuss it with their doctor. Their doctor will have a better idea of whether or not it is appropriate. So a lot depends on, you get more information than just about you, partly. So inherited retinal degenerations are often a family thing.
Right. So
there may be other affected family members. There may be potential offspring that might be affected that, you know, knowing early could help them. There are some conditions where if you know early, there's certain dietary things you avoid. So it is important to know early, even if you can't benefit. But the decision about individual genetic testing is something that should be done in conjunction with the patient's personal physician.
Right. And it doesn't hurt or anything. I mean, it seems like an unselfish thing to do, to get tested, don't you think, Michael, to find out that maybe your grandchildren would be, you know.
The first question I would have is how expensive it is.
Yeah. Well,
So that really depends there. And that's a reason to go to a very good geneticist. So a good geneticist is not going to go out there and test you for every gene. They're going to do a very targeted plan. So they're going to cast a relatively narrow net based on your presenting signs and symptoms. So you don't want somebody who says, oh, my patient might have a genetic eye disease. Let's test every gene and every chromosome they have. That's going to be very, very expensive, right. Although as time goes by, it's going to be less expensive. So you want a targeted evaluation. The other thing you want is, depending on the condition and your insurance, some insurances may cover it. And the third thing is that there are some programs out there that offer discounted or free testing for certain conditions. So all of those things can be determined in conjunction with the patient's individual doctor.
Do you know which ones might be offered for free, just off the top of your head, or you don't care to say that on the air?
I think, you know, there's a website called
It's okay. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I want to know. So.
Oh, yeah, iwanttoknow.com. There. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. I want to know. So spell out EYE. Want the letter, the number two,
right.
know.com.
Right.
And there are a couple of links on there.
Okay.
But also, if you have a condition that has free genetic testing, I would expect that if you're seeing a doctor that is an expert in inherited retinal diseases, they'll be aware of those conditions, and your doctor would be able to get you connected to that.
Well, if anybody has any questions for Dr. DiCarlo, call in now. Now's your chance.
407-894-1680 if you wish to speak to the doctor.
Maybe you just
847-894-1680.
Maybe you just have a question about genetic testing. You know, what is and how would it affect you? So call now if you have a question.
Well, while you're waiting for people to call in, if they're afraid of what it takes to be genetic tested,
right?
You know, some people, you know, some tests are just a saliva test.
That's right.
So that's pretty easy. And tests that do require blood usually require very small amounts of blood. So, a blood test would require a draw of a couple of tubes, but no more than what you get drawn when you go to the doctor for your annual physical. So it's in terms of the burden to the patient, the patient burden is pretty low. But then you do need to come back for genetic counseling once you get the results. So it's not like you should, you know, get a letter in the mail that says, you know, congratulations, you have retinitis pigmentosa.
Yes.
You really should have a counselor that you come back in and you see, and they sit down and with you and they explain your mutation, and they go over with you results of that testing. And also, if anything else is found incidentally, usually they ask you before you have the testing if you want to know about any incidental findings for maybe other conditions that are not eye-related. And then also, if there's any research going on or any opportunities to participate in clinical trials for that condition, very often the genetic counselor will be able to help point you in those directions.
And I have one last question. Is this available all over the country or just in key areas? We have people listening all over the country.
Genetic testing is available all over the country.
Okay.
There are some places that are sort of specialized in inherited retinal diseases, but this type of testing is available all over the country. Generally, the samples are sent to labs that do this type of testing, so you don't need to have a lab in your state to have this done. You just need a doctor that understands what tests need to be ordered.
Okay. Well, if anybody would like more information, we invite you to visit like Dr. DiCarlo said, iwanttoknow.com. All righty. Well, thank you for joining us on Thanksgiving weekend. We really appreciate it, Dr. DiCarlo.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're
have
welcome.
A wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you very much for joining
take
us.
Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
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 And folks, for those people who have the disease.
IRD. Yep.
Think about it. It's not just for you. If you're blind, it's for your, let's say, your kids or your grandkids.
Right.
It would help them. So that's what they're saying. Can't help you, okay? So you have to admit that to yourself. It's not going to help you, but it'll help your children or your grandchildren.
You'll ask your eye care professional to.
So you have to think about not being selfish, and you have to think about your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And for those beyond after you. So that's where it's important.
Sometimes it's not about us.
Correct. That's
it's about the future.
Right.
And making the future better.
Right.
Another thought on Thanksgiving weekend.
Yep.
All righty, going to break.
You're going to break. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays. supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge@iob-gso.com. Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
Do you or someone you love have diabetes? Would you like an affordable and convenient way to monitor your health? TotalDiabetesSupply.com is your answer. Located in South Florida, TotalDiabetesSupply.com has a large selection of diabetic and other medical supplies available. Visit us at TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 to speak to one of our knowledgeable customer service team members. Just enter or mention coupon code RADIO10 at checkout for an extra 10% savings. Visit TotalDiabetesSupply.com or call us at 877-977-7709 for savings and convenience.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Lighthouse for the Blind of the Palm Beaches, established in 1946, provides services to individuals of all ages who are blind or visually impaired residing in Palm Beach, Martin, St. Lucie, Indian River, and Okeechobee counties. Services include training in adaptive skills for daily living, adjustment to blindness counseling and support groups, cane and travel training, assistive technology including smartphones, low vision clinic and services, blind babies program, children's services and summer camps, transition program for teens, social opportunities and more. The Lighthouse strives to provide the tools necessary for persons with vision loss to maintain full and sufficient lives. Visit 1710 Tiffany Drive East, West Palm Beach. Call them at 561-586-5600 or visit lighthousepalmbeaches.org.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction. Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. We have a caller calling in right now from Texas.
Right. I got two callers on the phone line. One say they're a longtime listener and a fan of the show, so he wouldn't give me a name, but we'll just find out who he is.
Okay, let's call. Who's calling from Texas?
Well, we know this other, I think, I don't know. It might be an uphill battle, because if the other caller saying that they're a longtime listener and a fan of the show, but this caller that's from Fort Hood, Texas, is a fan of the show as well and a longtime listener. I don't know. These two fans right here, we probably need to get them face-to-face and have a nice little conversation. But let's go visit our friend Gary Sinclair.
Oh, Gary Sinclair. How you doing, Gary, from
hey,
Texas?
Gary.
Hello, guys, and happy early anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy belated Thanksgiving.
My Thanksgiving was very unusual as my grandson's into football. So four families of football teams got together, and we had 27 people for dinner.
Wow.
10 adults, 17 kids. And at the end of the day, they were playing some football and stuff. But then they got playing Army games because all the kids are prepared for the Army. So it was an interesting day.
And by the way, Stephanie sent the pictures, and I love the pictures of you and the kids and Stephanie and Steve.
Well, I'm glad
Very
you did.
Very nice. I'll save them. Very nice
and
pictures.
We took the kids to Waco Zoo yesterday.
I saw the picture of the zoo. Yeah. Very
yeah,
nice.
But the only thing is I can't see nothing. I can only smell things.
I was wondering if you were there.
Yeah, I was there. I could only smell things. I couldn't see nothing.
You smelled the giraffes.
But yeah. I've never been to a zoo in my life before anyhow. So.
Really?
Okay. Nope, never had. So it was an interesting.
Yeah.
So.
You smell
and,
all the poops.
And the weather yesterday was in the 70s, which was not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Today it got colder. I had to wear a sweatshirt when I went to the store to get Jackson, Bud Grandson's birthday present. It was cold and windy. And tomorrow's going to be cold and going down to 31. So it's time for me to come home tomorrow when it's going to be 31 at night. I'm coming home.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling,
Thanks for calling, Gary.
Happy Thanksgiving to the family.
Okay, I will. See you all later.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. And let's call the other. Who's on the
let's
other
see
line?
See who else is on the line.
Who are you calling from?
Well, hey, how you doing?
Where are you calling from, caller?
Cowee, Florida.
Cowee, Florida. Okay.
Yeah, I'm right. Matter of fact, I'm right in the same facility with you. That's what I'm calling from. How you doing?
It sounds like Chris Shaw. It sounds
one
like
one and
Chris
only
Shaw.
Live in full effect. How you doing?
We're fine. How you doing?
I'm like Chris Shaw.
I'm real good. Listen, I just called to tell you guys happy anniversary. How can I put my name in a bid for a T-shirt?
Okay.
Oh, well,
put
thank
your name
you
for
the
for
happy
t-shirt.
Anniversary. And yes, you can put a dib in for a T-shirt.
Yeah, put your name down in the for the T-shirt.
Okay, now you got a size that fit me because my stomach kind of out there since Thanksgiving.
We'll get it for you. We'll get it for you. All right,
thank
let's
you,
go
Mike.
To trivia time.
That's funny. Well, listen, thanks for calling, Chris.
Thanks for calling. We're going to go to trivia time.
We got more callers on the phone line, too. We got Eugene from Clearwater,
okay.
As well as our good friend Kevin from North Carolina.
All right. Well, it's nice talking to you, Chris.
Yeah, nice talking to you.
We are nuts. Okay, let's take...
We're going to trivia.
Oh, Eugene's on the phone.
Okay, let's talk to Eugene.
Did we have a trivia? I forgot. Did
yeah,
we do.
Do.
A song?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
Hey, I'm back in the studio. Hey, I'm back.
Boy, you're fast.
I know.
Faster back
All right,
in the studio.
I got Eugene on the phone line now. You want to talk to Eugene?
Eugene, yeah. Where are you calling from, Eugene?
Clearwater.
Oh, Clearwater, Florida. Okay, Eugene, what's happening there in Clearwater, Florida?
Happy Thanksgiving weekend, Eugene.
Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Hey, were the recipes or leftovers?
Oh, yeah.
I did this once. I haven't done it in a while because I haven't had any leftovers. But you take egg noodles, and you take Alfredo sauce, and you put some garlic, salt, and pepper. Cook your egg noodles like it says on the package.
Ooh.
Mix in 4 cups of turkey. Put it in the oven at 350 for 30 minutes. Take it out, put it in your bowl, put some Parmesan cheese on it, and you have you some turkey Alfredo.
That sounds delicious.
That sounds good.
Chris, were you listening? No, he doesn't have his headphones on. That sounds really good.
Yeah, because I made a couple months ago, I made a whole bunch of shrimp Alfredo.
So with the egg noodles, though, that's
the
key.
Noodles, yeah.
So it's like instead of beef stroganoff, it's turkey Alfredo with egg noodles.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll put you in the hat.
Put you in the hat and see if you win.
Okay. That's Chris's
so,
decision.
Turkey stroganoff?
Yeah, turkey, basically, Alfredo. But with Alfredo sauce and garlic.
That's pretty amazing.
It sounds delicious.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Four pieces of turkey.
Four pieces?
No, four cups of shred, you know, like pieces.
Of shredded turkey?
Yeah, off the fridge.
Right, so do you have any left over now?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
And you know, that really sounds good, something like I would eat.
I could try it.
Yeah.
I have egg noodles at home.
You know what? I think we should clear him a winner right now.
Right, I think that is the first.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think, but I don't know yet. So hold on before
we
declare that.
Are we saying goodbye to Eugene in the meantime?
Well, wait a minute.
What are we doing?
Eugene.
Yes.
We'll tell you at the end of the show if you won, but I asked my question, so this way we'll put it down. If you do win, which I think you're going to win, the question is, do you want the computer, the dot, or do you want the Olive Garden?
Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Okay, okay. We'll put you down for
Chris. Mark
the Olive
that down.
Garden.
Yeah, because like
him and his girl was already having troubles already before we even started the phone call. He kept telling her to quiet down, and she kept talking.
Oh, the girl. Yeah. Okay. I get it. The girl.
All right, we'll let you know. Most likely he's going to win, though. Go ahead.
Okay. All righty.
All right, thank you, Eugene.
Thanks for
keep on listening. Keep on listening,
okay.
Eugene.
I'll take care.
All right, okay. You too. Bye-bye. Who else?
All right, so these phone lines are blowing up. Right. Let's go up to North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina. Okay. Our good friend, Kevin. Kevin, how you doing?
Kevin, how you doing there in Greensboro,
Kevin.
North Carolina?
Hello, Michael. Lynn. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I was worried about you.
Yeah, we were worried about you.
Did you have...
Oh, I didn't do anything but sleep in and make soup.
Oh, well, there you go. You got some rest.
I got a recipe, y'all.
Good.
I know it was popular when I was up there in New England. Everyone was eating it. Oh, you take the leftover stuffing cold. Y'all put on, a roll or bread or something.
Mm-hmm.
You throw the... So throw cranberry sauce on the turkey, some lettuce, and there you go.
That's a Pennsylvania thing, huh? Sounds good.
No, that was up in New England.
Oh, New England. New England.
But they also make a Pennsylvania thing,
yeah.
Too. Well, that's part of the New England era.
Yeah, Northeast. Yeah. Sounds like you have a cold, Kevin.
So Kevin, would you rather have an Olive Garden? If you win, do you want an Olive Garden or you want the
Echo Dot?
Echo Dot.
Oh, good question.
Tough decision.
Oh, Olive Garden, I guess.
Okay, Olive Garden.
Boy, everybody
okay.
likes Olive Garden.
Okay.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Keep on listening. We'll let you know very soon.
Chris is the judge. He's going to
decide. This is real tough.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Well, you got two winners.
Thank you, Kevin. Take care of that
We might have one more because we got another caller from West Palm Beach in, too.
Okay.
Hey, Kevin, thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
Take care.
All right, so let's go over to Palm Beach County, West Palm Beach. And visit our friend Nicole. Nicole, how you doing?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, guys. Happy early anniversary, guys.
Thank you.
And belated Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
We'll be down there next week doing the show live from West Palm Beach.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. My Saturday's up in the air because I got to talk to Larry about something because he wanted me to perform. Do something at this particular church up in Jupiter, and I said, "Yeah, I would love to," but my mom said, "I don't think I don't think she'll do it." And then, not too far from there, up in Hope Sound, Larry says he's going to have a bus for those that want to go up and see the singing Christmas tree.
Oh wow! Oh, where's that? Yeah. Lantana.
What?
In Lantana. I remember they used to have all the Christmas.
Oh, Hope Sound in Martin County.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, Palm Tree. So he is getting a charter bus for those that want to go, and it's $20. That's part of the bus trip up there. And it's like 5 o'clock. They're parting from the Braille Club, and they'll return like around a little past Palm Tran time, about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Somewhere around there. So he said it on the blast. And then that morning, he said that they're going to have a yard sale and breakfast. And I'm thinking, he just had a yard sale.
Okay, Nicole.
3 weeks ago. Yeah.
So you were calling in for what?
No. I just wanted to call and tell you guys, hope you have a nice anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Let you in on my Thanksgiving was great. I went to our real good friends up in Jupiter and played the piano,
nice.
And really, they loved it. Then I gotta ask you something. I emailed you guys about a year ago. Did you get my little ditty? I sent you guys a beautiful.
No.
I did a version of Unchained Melody.
Yep,
I sent it to all my friends, and Brooke Evans gave me a new email for you,
Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Well, we've got to go, Nicole. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
The show's
you guys
almost
have a
over.
Great
we have
day.
To take our other callers.
Okay,
thank you, honey.
Okay,
okay.
Bye-bye.
Right now, we're going to go to trivia.
Wait, I think he has another caller.
Let's go to trivia right now. Do the last trivia.
Michael, we don't have time.
Well, we'll do it fast.
All right. We've got 2 minutes.
Okay. We're doing this a fast one. Everybody should know this song. Who's singing this song? 407-894-6080. Who's singing this song?
Nowhere to hide. There's not love.
Okay. So, anybody know this song? You got to say it fast because we're going to go, going off soon. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song?
I got Sister Rose on
okay,
the phone
let's
line.
Talk to Rose.
Let's talk to Rose real quick.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi,
how are you doing?
I'm calling to give you my turkey salad.
Okay.
Okay, if you can do it quick.
Oh, we're going to break, though.
We're going to break in a minute, so can you do it real quick?
Well, she'll...
Okay, I'll do it as fast as I can. Okay. I'll put about a cup of turkey chopped up.
Okay.
And chopped up celery. And I use mayonnaise. And I'll put a pinch of pepper. Mm-hmm. And I mix it up, and it makes a real good turkey salad, like tuna fish.
Very good. That's a nice, healthy salad. Okay. Well, thank you, Rose. We'll have Chris. Chris is going to judge. So you keep on listening, okay? Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
This message is brought to you by iwanttoknow.com and sponsored by Spark Therapeutics.
Knowledge is power, and understanding the genetic cause of your inherited retinal disease, or IRD, may open possibilities to connect with others in the community or to become involved in research. I Want to Know aims to help equip families affected by an IRD with the resources they need to get started with genetic testing. Learn more about the benefits of genetic testing for those with an IRD and their families. Locate a provider of genetic testing and declare I Want to Know today at iwanttoknow.com. That's E-Y-E, want the number 2, K-N-O-W, iwanttoknow.com is an accessible website.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
Are you blind or visually impaired and not happy with your current navigation app? Foresight Augmented Reality, FAR, brings a voice to the physical world. Let FAR help you find, navigate, and interact with everything from police stations to public parks, nearby restaurants, and shopping malls, all through audio. Don't get left wondering how close you are to your destination. FAR will get you there with confidence and much greater accuracy than you can get with GPS alone. Tell businesses in your area that you want them to become FAR accessible. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Learn more at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Hi, I'm Sherry Brunn, and I've had three guide dogs. And when I asked what dog food to feed my first dog, the school that I went to recommended Purina Dog Chow. My last dog, Bailey, was fed Purina Dog Chow, and she lived to be 15 and a half years old. Purina Dog Chow has different foods for the needs of all different types of dogs, from pups to seniors. Bailey thrived on Purina. When she got a little heavy, I found a special diet formula for her. As she got older, Purina One and Purina Senior formula met her changing needs. The way I see it, if Purina is good enough for my guide dog school to use for their dogs, it is the best food for my guide dog. Purina, nutrition that helps power your best years together. Visit Purina.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Well, to wrap the show up, hope you had a good time, the show. Hope you learned a little something. Hope we amused you and entertain you.
And informed
sometimes
you
can call up too and entertain yourself by calling up. You'll make you laugh and have fun. Listen to them in the background laughing. Listen to him.
So the judge has something to say?
Judge, yeah. Who won, Judge?
All right, so our friend Kevin and our friend Eugene.
All right. Eugene and Kevin won. Okay, so all it looks right. Like we're giving out two Olive Gardens to both of them. So they'll be getting gift cards in the mail.
And we're going to take our egg noodles tomorrow and leftover turkey, Eugene, except I'm substituting olive oil and garlic for Alfredo.
So Eugene and
sauce.
Kevin, look for $25 gift cards. Carts in the mail. Okay.
Very exciting.
So next week we shall be doing a live show from West Palm Beach, Florida, as well as Orlando. We'll be doing it simultaneously together, both studios together.
So I'm traveling down to West Palm with you.
No, you'll be staying here.
You and Charlotte and I will be here.
Yes, the three of you.
Also, we grounded. So
I'll be down there.
We grounded, but might get to travel.
I'll be down there in the studio with
Nancy's Kahake and Michael.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Nancy's taking me. Yep. I'll be down there with Larry McDowell from the Braille Club and also Jason Goldfield.
From Outreach.
From Outreach.
Right. And also Dr. Craig Skolnick from Skolnick Eye Institute will be calling in during that show. And he's going to tell us all about corneal transplants.
He's a fabulous ophthalmologist. Yeah. You need an ophthalmologist down there in South Florida. So, he's the guy to go to. He is something else. He's a fabulous
doctor.
It's going
to be another great show.
Yep.
Another week.
Well, let's go play. Let's play Charlie Brown.
Oh, my Charlie Brown.
Well, before we go, Charlie Brown coming out, but this is dedicated to the YouTube.
Oh.
The first thing I'll do is run straight to you. It's our
anniversary. Thank you,
Chris. Oh, thank you so much.
Happy anniversary to the both of you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
Very
it. Thank
sweet.
You.
Well, as you
maybe
all know,
I'll even get a kiss.
Yeah. You all know that I love the Charlie Brown instrumental this time of year, so enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving weekend, everybody.
Take care. God bless you all. Stay well. See you next week.
Right, Chris?
Most definitely.
All right.
Looking forward to next week. Stay well, all. God bless you
all.
Play
the music.
Care.
Thank you.
1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
This is Glenn Allgood. Vote for me.
Hey, this is Lady Drina, and I want you to vote for me.
Hey, this is Brother Ralph. Vote for me and WOKB.